Good evening. This is 91.5 FM WFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. My name's Sebastian.
I'm Charlie. Wait, my headphones aren't working.
Uh-oh. His headphones aren't working. Give us a second.
I don't need headphones.
But anyways, we are subbing for What a Wonderful World tonight. And we just walked in. We have no playlist for tonight. I was thinking, personally, I'd like to just go completely random this evening. Just like...
That's what I do every time.
Not that that's not what we do every time, but in particular tonight, I'd like to be as random as possible. So we're going to keep it eclectic for you guys. That was Shagu by Mulatu Astatke. I totally butchered that name. I'm sorry. He's Ethiopian jazz musician. Awesome stuff. Really like that song. I was listening to that album today, just like walking around. It came on, one of his songs came on my playlist, and I figured this is a really good vibe for today. It was like kind of cold and windy in Medford today as I was walking around, and so I kind of just had that as a soundtrack to walking between classes, and it was really nice. So I felt like playing that. Up next, Charlie, you got a song you want to play?
Oh, I don't know. On the fly. You know, I lost my AirPods, like...
Oh, no.
So, they're in my room. I know they're in my room, but I can't find them. So, I actually haven't been able to listen to music, like, the past week.
That's unfortunate.
Which is really sad. And it's actually, like, I could kind of notice it in my mood, like, I'm sure my mood has been, like, worsened because of the lack of music in my life.
Yeah, what are you doing if you can't, like, listen to music every day? I don't know.
Like... I'm walking silently around school, which is a crazy, shouldn't be crazy, but it feels crazy. God, I don't know. Spooky? Dusty Springfield.
All right, Dusty Springfield.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's play it. Spooky by Dusty Springfield. Up next. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Wow. Beautiful. That was Frédéric Chopin. We're really going overboard with this random thing tonight. A little too random.
Before that, you heard, what was it? I'm not even gonna try to, like, say the song title, but it's by, Snafu and Weirdo Girl. So fun story, I was, like, just, like, scrolling through Instagram, like, looking at people's stories earlier today, and I, like, came across my friend's story, and he, like, it was just, like, some random picture with this, like, kind of, like, cool, like, UK jungle song over it, and I was like, wow, this song is sick, like, I want to listen to some jungle music, I want to get into, like, more jungle, so I, like, went onto Spotify and just, like, looked up jungle, and one of, like, you know those Spotify mixes that, like, just say, they have, like, the mixes, it's, like, jungle mix, or, like, classic rock mix or something, and so I was looking at jungle mix, and that song came on, so I, like, I don't know, that was a cool song, so I just felt like playing it, so yeah. But up next, I've got this song. It's by the Smiths. It's called Ask. It's off one of their compilation albums, Louder Than Bombs. My friend Tom put me onto this song, who I met like a few weeks ago when I went skiing in New Hampshire, and he just like recommended the song to me, and he's like, you should listen to a song called Ask. I was like, okay, cool. And now it's one of my favorite songs. Wow. So, yeah.
Power of Music.
Ask by the Smiths. Up next.
Shyness is nice, and shyness can stop you from doing all the things in life you'd like to. Shyness is nice, and shyness can stop you from doing all the things in life you'd like to. So if there's something you'd like to try, if there's something you'd like to try, ask me, I won't say no, how could I? Coyness is nice, and coyness can stop you from saying all the things in life you'd like to. So if there's something you'd like to try, if there's something you'd like to try, ask me, I won't say no, how could I? Spending warm summer days indoors, writing frightening verse to a buck-toothed girl in Luxembourg. Not love, then it's the bomb, the bomb, the bomb, the bomb, the bomb, the bomb, the bomb that will bring us together. Nature is a language, can't you read? Nature is a language, can't you read? So ask me, because if it's not love, then it's the bomb, the bomb, the bomb, the bomb, the bomb, the bomb, the bomb that will bring us together. If it's not love, then it's the bomb, then it's the bomb that will bring us together. So
problem is all inside your head, she said to me. The answer is easy if you take it logically. I'd like to help you in your struggle to be free. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. She said it's really not my habit to intrude. Furthermore, I hope my meaning won't be lost or misconstrued. But I'll repeat myself at the risk of being crude. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. 50 ways to leave your lover. You just slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. Just get yourself free. Or hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself free. Ooh, slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. You just listen to me. Hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself free. She said, it grieves me so to see you in such pain. I wish there was something I could do to make you smile again. I said, I appreciate that. And would you please explain about the 50 ways? She said, why don't we both just sleep on it tonight? And I believe in the morning you begin to see the light. And then she kissed me. And I realized she probably was right. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. 50 ways to leave your lover. You just slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. Just get yourself free. Or you hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee. Slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. You just listen to me. Hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself free. Went to my doctor yesterday. She said I seem to be okay. Said, Paul, you better look around. How long you think that you can run that body down? How many nights you think that you can do what you've been doing? Ooh, now we're fooling. I came back home and I went to bed. In my head, my wife came in and she said, what's wrong, sweet boy, what's wrong? I told her what's wrong. I said, Peg, you better look around. You think that you can run that body down? How many nights you think that you can do what you've been doing? Ooh, now we're fooling. better look around. How long you think that you can run that body down? How many nights you think that you can do what you've been doing?
That was Run That Body Down by Paul Simon. So before that you heard, what was that song we played before? Also by Paul Simon. 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover. Yeah. So he put that song on and I was like, oh, Paul Simon. I should play another Paul Simon song. So hence I chose that song. That one was off of his self-titled album. Which is pretty good, from 1972. I actually didn't know that it came before. We were talking about, because Charlie's been listening to There Goes Rhyme and Simon a lot, right?
I'm loving that. I lost my AirPods. So I've been listening to like vinyl as my music. So I've been. Oh, did your headphones go out?
My headphones are working, but what? I can't hear you for
you
some
can't
reason.
Hear me?
Try going to...
wait, let me switch.
Try going to mic 3.
Wait, I can hear me.
You can hear yourself?
Can I hear me? Or am I... Maybe I'm just listening to myself. Wait.
We're having some technical difficulties. Wait. All right, there's no mic 3, so...
This is mic 3. What is this? The mic 2?
There's no other mics on the... on the turntable besides mic 4. Sorry, guys. So anyways, that was Run That Body Down by Paul Simon. But I'm going to hand the mic over here to Charlie, and we're going to read a PSA.
Okay. Hold on. I want you to hear me loud and clear. Let me get in good position. Okay. There's something you got to know. You gotta know your cell phone rights. Whether you're taking your cell phone with you on a walk, in your car, or to a civil protest, you should know your legal rights.
The U.S. Supreme Court unanimously ruled that the police must obtain a warrant to search a person's cell phone. However, a phone without a passcode can readily be searched by anybody holding it, and a Virginia court recently ruled that a defendant can be compelled to unlock a device that's protected only by a fingerprint sensor. So consider using a key code password and setting your phone screen to lock very quickly when no one is using it. Very quickly. And particularly if you expect to be in a potentially volatile situation.
While the police can't legally force you to unlock your phone, they can ask you to. And if you do that, you're forfeiting your rights. The correct answer to a cop's request to search you, your vehicle, or your phone is, "No, officer, I do not consent to a search. Thank you."
Thank you. This has been a PSA from WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Educational
Freeform Radio, that is. We're keeping it extra freeform tonight, as we said before. So while we were playing that song, Charlie was talking about King Crimson. He was like, I've always been meaning to get around to listening to King Crimson, but I never got around to it. So I'm going to play a song by King Crimson off of Discipline, which is an album from 1980. It's when, I forget what their lead singer was, but their lead singer left and they had a new singer. So it's different than the one on like, they're kind of like more popular and like famous albums, like In the Court of the Crimson King. And it's like, it's got this really interesting kind of like almost like new wave feel. So I'm going to play that. It's called Mate Kudasai by King Crimson. Up next.
Thank you. pain, like the rain that's falling. She waits in the air, not a good sign. She sleeps in a chair in her sand.
That was Never Going Back Again by Fleetwood Mac.
Sorry about that. We kind of messed that one up.
So we actually played that on vinyl, if you couldn't tell. We had a little bit of an issue. We were kind of like screwing with the pitch a little bit because it was playing a little bit fast. It might just be the turntable, but we were messing around with the pitch, so you might have noticed that. But maybe. We walked into the radio today and we just saw rumors sitting on the table. So we were like, we should play this today. So Never Going Back Again, that's probably my personal favorite song off the album. It's just a really nice kind of like solo guitar piece. More Than Dreams. Personally. Yeah.
There's that song.
Yeah, it's a good song too. Go Your Own Way. Yeah, it's got some great songs. But Charlie, what are you feeling? What should we play next?
Oh, I don't know. You keep catching me off guard. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear. Okay. I can hear.
Okay, good. I was just looking at something. Hey, if you can find something quicker than me, then go for it. Cause I'm not ready. I was just looking at something, but I can't remember.
All right. Well, recently I was listening to The Soft Bulletin by Flaming Lips. Have you heard that album before?
The album?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that album.
Yeah, I was enjoying that album. I have some personal favorites songs off that album, but I've never I've never really enjoyed the album as a whole. But a bunch of songs kind of like stood out to me. So I'm gonna play a song off of that. I'm gonna play What Is the Light? That song. I don't know, it kind of never stood out to me until recently when I was just like walking around and listening to it. So, What Is the Light by Flaming Lips.
So Somewhere up in New York way, where the people are so gay, twisting the night away. Here they have a lot of fun, putting trouble on the run. Man, you find the old and young, twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting, everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting, they're twisting the night away. Here's a man in evening clothes. How he got here, I don't know, but man, you ought to see him go, twisting the night away. He's dancing with the chicken slacks. She's moving up and back. Oh man, there ain't nothing like twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting, everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting, they're twisting the night. Let's twist a while. With the older queen who's dolled up in her diamond rings and twisting the night away. Man, you ought to see her go, twisting to the rock and roll. Here you find the young and old, twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting, man, everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting, they're twisting the night. One more time.
Keep telling these long-winded stories to. I'm really yappy today. I keep telling these stories.
Why don't you continue? Continue where you left off.
Well, okay, I'll continue. Right. So I was telling Sebastian. I was in my architecture class today, and my professor was talking about this house, mansion in Cambridge, that's been put up for sale for like $10 million or something like that, but the person who designed the mansion, I think, like, I don't know when it was designed, in the 1800s, probably, something like that, like, was this architect who, like, went to, like, the British Raj and, like India, and learned, like, kind of a mishmash of, like, Western and, like, Indian, like, an architecture style, and, like, kind of brought the culture and influence back to the U.S. and then, like, design this mansion for this oil tycoon in Cambridge that's going up for sale now. And it's, like, all of his, apparently, like, all this architect's, like, work is now, like, either, like, in the Smithsonian or, like, destroyed, and this is, like, one of the last, like, pieces of, like big-time history. And so it's only for sale for $10 million. You could have, like, a
mansion all to yourself.
It's a really cool. I looked up the pictures. I texted my mom. I was like, "Mom, do you have $10 million lying around, and you want to move to Cambridge? I got a place for you." But no, my mom does not have $10 million lying around, unfortunately.
That is very unfortunate. Yeah. Most unfortunate.
I'm really yappy tonight. I gotta shut up.
Charlie, are you a fan of Kate Bush at all?
I know that one song that everybody was singing.
Running up that hill.
Yeah. Yeah, but well,
I've got a song off that same album. It's called Hounds of Love. It's from 1985. Ooh. That I think I'm gonna play next. It's the title track from that album. Not as popular as Running Up That Hill, but it's still great. Hounds of Love is a really interesting album. It's got like, I don't know, I've listened to it a bunch of times, but when I first tried to get into it, I like really like it was weird because the first half of the album is all these like really like big like hit, you know, popular like structured songs, like Hounds of Love, like Running Up That Hill, Cloud Busting. It's probably like the other single, but then it gets into this like, the second half is like this kind of weird like, almost like concept album. It has like this one song that's like an Irish jig, and it's I didn't even realize that the album is like
the Jig of Life.
The Jig of Life, that's what it's called, yeah. And, like, Waking the Witch, it's all these, like, really weird songs. But I actually didn't know. I took this, like, 80s music history class last year, and we listened to this album in that class, and I learned that the album is actually, like, split up into two kind of, like, mini-albums. The first side, I think it's just called Hounds of Love. I'm going to pull up Wikipedia here real quick because I need to refresh my memory. But the second half is called, like, what's it called? It's, like, it's called The Ninth Wave, and it actually, like, has a storyline that I'm not remembering, but it's really cool. So I'm going to play Hounds of Love by Kate Bush next. Enjoy.
Thank you.
This is 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And you're listening to A Politician by Cream.
For the State of the Union.
Yeah, the State of the Union is about to be on, so we figured we'd have to play this song as our last song. But we are running out of time, so we are probably just going to play this song, let it play out, and then we'll be out. So thanks for tuning in.
And God bless America.
Exactly. All right. Peace.
Yes, I think you've seen me before.